Director's evaluation questionnaire, and I had intended to bring the actual list of 20 items that you had put on that, Bob. That's when my computer thing started happening. And so it seemed to me like there were two of them that I wasn't sure were necessarily connected to the director's evaluation per se.
Yeah, as I was working on that, what I kind of morphed into was because the director and the, you know, how things are going in the commission, you know, because ultimately, I guess, you know, and I guess in my point of the questions were to just get a pulse, take the temperature of the individuals at the commission. And not that, you know, there wasn't any, the way the questions were worded, I mean, I had it, Pearl and I just circulated to the commissioners was agree a lot, you know, agree, don't know,
right.
Did, you know, disagree totally. And my, as I was doing the questions was, I mean, like one question, for instance, that I know, you know, as that specifically would not be targeted, I said, do you know what your job responsibilities are? Something like that. Well, I included that because when I was talking to my wife, just getting her sense of it, because she does, as a person who oversees people and also has people higher than her, that so often you find out that people don't even, you know, they really don't know what their job is, and it's even though it's not something that we as directors are going to jump down and micromanage, but it's just something that this information that we received from this report, I think in some way could be then shared with you, Pearl, as a director, because some of the questions, you know, like one for instance was, you know, do you feel you could go to the director with a problem? I mean, that's you know, something that you know, would obviously be something that you'd want to know. If people felt they couldn't, then
right.
That would be something that you'd be concerned about. But if some of the questions were just you know, even though most of them dealt with you know, kind of director type questions, but a lot of people, the staff people, probably don't have a lot of contact necessarily with the director. But they might have a sense of the overall, you know, condition of the commission. Again, and you know, not making them go into a lot of detail, but just basically strongly agree that. So I came up with 20 questions. It would basically, I think, would be designed in combination with, you know, having you given us the specific goals that we would then measure you against, and then this other questionnaire would be something that people could do quickly. And just give us the pulse of you know, the staff at the commission, so that we would have a, you know, just if there were problems that just weren't rising to our attention, that we would just get a sense of it, and then we could make the, you know, necessary inquiries or pass along the pertinent concerns that. You know, the word that we're getting. The 20 questions that I came up with, that was the general goal of it. And so they're not necessarily that those are the best 20 questions, but they, I guess, are 20 questions.
Yeah.
And
well, it sounds good, Bob, and I wish that you would share that with me. And in the tools that I'm looking at, some of the things are, you know, from business, and there's quite a bit done on what's the most, you know, the most effective businesses or entities, what is it that they use? And Gallup has a 12 question, and several of the things that you mentioned are from that approach. And I think it would be very helpful to...
yeah, I'll just pass it on, because they're not secret questions by
yeah.
any means. But I just, for this point, I just... actually, I've kind of been pinging at them for a long time, and I, as the... proximity to this meeting came, I said, I got to finish that, and then I got something back from Barbara's thing. My computer said there's some kind of transient address error or something, and said you didn't need to resend it. But it almost sounded like, well, but it didn't sound like that person got it. So I wasn't sure what that comment was, so I just sent it to her again. And but anyway, so that's, that was, and I don't know if, you know, if
yeah,
Bill
and by then it was really late to get anything, you know, out or to, you know, to do that type of thing. I wish that, you know, that I could have. I don't know yet what that was about. It had something to do with the server, I think.
It
wasn't my
like
specific
kind of
computer, but it was a definite problem. And so, you know, I feel like we really, in order to adequately deal with that, we ought to probably get those out to
But I guess, did everybody get a chance to read
that? Yeah, did you guys?
And that's, you know, with that's my thinking behind it, you know, what the general goal of the questions were. I mean, do you think that's on the right path, or do you think...
Oh, I definitely think it's on the right path.
And, you know, we can always adjust the wording or the 20 questions, but I think they all kind of elicited a, just kind of a, you know, like I said, I put in my little comment when I sent out, you know, the pulse of the... of the commission, and just
great.
Make sure there's nothing, you know, unhealthy or just you know, just something that's just not, it's kind of fallen to the cracks that we might want to address.
Yeah, I think if we're going to gear it pretty much toward the director's evaluation, that we might want to, like on the one about your knowing your job responsibilities, we could, you know, has the director you know, made your job responsibilities clear to you, or, you know, that type of thing, so that we really are talking about the director. And there was one about, do you feel that you can contact the board or whatever? Well, that wouldn't be necessarily something that would be...
And that went to the pulse.
That would be more, you know, the pulse of whatever, but it wouldn't have to do necessarily with whether... the director was doing a good job. You know, that might even have to do with whether we're doing a good job at being available and that kind of thing. And we wouldn't want to hold the, you know, the director.
Well, and I guess to
what we ought to be doing.
If I didn't make myself clear, what I thought that the questions, you know, rather than having, because I got some of this from talking to Fred Schroeder, you know, who was commissioner in New Mexico, and I asked him how his commission oversaw him, and basically he sounded like he had pretty, you know, that there were, you know, really nothing. In the way of any kind of formal process. And so then I got to thinking, and I was asking him, you know, just his opinions on this and that and stuff. And so kind of after that, and then thinking more about the questions, I thought that maybe the goals that Pearl, you know, gives us in measuring her against the goals, that's more that in combination, I guess, with if we got any sense coming out of those 20 questions or questions like it, percolating from down below. I mean, you know, if we got 60% of the people coming back saying the director they don't think is fair, or they, you know, the question the director is fair, and 60% of the people strongly disagreed, well, I think that would be something that we'd be concerned about.
Yes.
And so, but on the other hand, if you know, 80% of the people strongly agreed that they thought the director was fair, well, then that would just kind of, it would kind of buttress, or I guess give us a perspective overall, and then the specific goals and the you know, evaluator on those specific goals and the, you know, the completion of the goals or how those are going. I think that would be more what we should go to as far as our ultimate evaluation of the director, and that in combination with what we learn just from the overall, you know, those 20 questions, then would kind of give us the, you know, some additional perspective. But the goals,
yeah,
I think, would be the main thing that we'd want to go to in basing our evaluation on.
Yeah, so, okay, so what you're saying, I think, maybe, and maybe I'm just slow in getting it, is that if we were to use this tool, we would maybe use it at the same time that we do the evaluation, but we would make sure that it was known to be not only a way for us to get some sense of the how the director is doing, but just the overall health of the commission and its relationship to us and to, its...
Exactly.
...purpose and all of that.
Exactly, because I think when we were talking about the evaluation, one of our concerns was with the, you know, the BLIND was, and the lack of staff, you know, answering that. And I think we, you know, we could either go anonymous, or we could almost make, since these 20 questions, we could almost, you know, and, you know, not, we can't force anybody, but, you know, we want them to answer rather than be, you know, real voluntary kind of thing. That we felt with our lack of responses and with the, you know, with the process that we had, that we could be missing a lot of things real easily, and that we just needed to kind of be plugged in a little better, different, and so I think exactly the way you put it, Barbara, is what my intention was.
Well, possibly one thing we could do, since we don't, you know, I feel a little bit bad about, you know, talking about them with people here not all having received them, and, you know, our not reading them off or whatever because of the computer situation and the time frame and everything. I'm wondering if it would be a good idea for us to, you know, to make them available and possibly even have that be one of the kinds of things that we could, you know, maybe we could fine-tune it, try to do that by our next meeting, but also use that as one of the things we would interact with the staff about
exactly,
when we meet in February. Mm-hmm. Because if people are going to be participating in this, it would be good if they also had the opportunity to say, well, I don't, you know, this doesn't mean anything to me, or wow, yeah, I've been wanting to comment on that for a long time, now I get an opportunity to do that, or whatever. So I'm wondering if that might be what we would want to do, what our next step in this...
Yeah, I totally agree. I think we could fine-tune that list, and then at the staff meeting, because, you know, one of the purposes of coming to staff meeting was so the staff would get to meet us and know us a little better, and that in combination with here's one of the things that we want to implement so that we can kind of, you know, take the pulse of the commission, that would be perfect, you know, to do at the same time.
Yeah, give us feedback. Will you really do this, or is this just going to be one of those things that looks good from somebody's perspective, but you're just not, it doesn't, you know.
And it's a kind of, you know, it really was in a way that it really wouldn't take somebody an astronomical amount of time to do. I think you could do it really in, you know, a short amount of time. And that's one of the reasons I designed it the way I did, was to elicit some information, good information, but also be easy to do, because God, nobody wants to, you know, do another report.
Another thing I think would be good to include in that discussion with staff is the whole issue of anonymous input. And, you know, we've done some discussion and looking into how we could make that happen. But, you know, there's arguments both ways.
Yes, there are.
You need to be able to feel safe to make whatever comment you need, but at the same time, if there's a problem, you need to be, you know, if you feel strongly enough about an issue, we can't get more details on it unless we know who you are, mm-hmm. and we, I mean the board, not
yes.
me, but, and so I've heard different things expressed from different people, and I think it would be good to have some discussion with you and the staff together.
And we could have our final questions and have that, you know, available to them at that
right.
time. It'd be a good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we will do that and you know, try to do the commenting and all of that, and then bring it back with comments and that kind of thing at our next meeting, and then take it from there. And I don't, you know, it's. It was unfortunate timing on the on the computer thing, but I didn't do it. Okay, and then on the commission goals, I think we really need to, you know, that was one of the things that we specifically have asked for, and it's real hard to insist in the face of busy times and you know, budget crunches and things like that. But those and the budget contingencies are two things that we felt really strongly about needing to have so that we can do our job effectively. And so I think what we maybe need to do is to be insistent that we have it by the February, if we're meeting in February, that's what our usual timetable would be. I don't know, you know, with the staff meeting participation, are we going to want to, I think we need to get this thing done. That's what I'm saying. I think it needs to be happening because we're
the Saturday before the.
Yeah, we are now from June to November. We're almost halfway through the next cycle, and you know we're going to be running up against the next evaluation time before we know it. So I think, and I know that at one point there was discussion about that being, those two things being on the table at the staff, let's see, was it the administrators who got together?
Management
and,
retreat.
Yeah,
There, there wasn't enough time to really explore. I mean, I was at a retreat, board retreat for the Workforce Investment Board, and two full days was just on that, and it really didn't come up with anything really concrete either. And in our management retreat, there was so much that needed to be addressed because it had been over a year since the management met, you know, I mean, and you get your, all the NIST stuff and the rules and the special session with the budget, every single person on that management team, all the staff changes, you know, I mean, it's been exceedingly busy. So yes, we discussed it, but to get people thinking, to get the discussion really moving, but you know, what we have a day and a half or a day total, there was too much to accomplish in that meeting. So, and I really don't like to sit in an office and think of goals. I can do that, you know, but I think when there isn't discussion and thinking and involvement with other people, and not just management, but staff and the board, that's not the best way to approach things. So I've already said that, you know, these will be, we'll have some specific things by the next meeting. And as I recall in July, when we were just talking about it, the question was, do you think you could do those by next time? And I said, I think I can. Well, so, you know, the work has started, but I really don't think it's bad that it hasn't, that it's not a nice clean list yet. I really feel strongly that with
and some of it is just
gone on.
You know, like, you like getting NIST accessible to the blind. You know, that's certainly one of the goals of this year, and that's something that's
right.
being dealt with on a continual
yes.
basis. It's really just, you know, getting some of those things down so that we then, you know, next June, well, yeah, I mean, you know, look at all the time it's been, look how successful
sure.
it's been, and you know, that's probably one of the, you know, the central things that's going on right now is that whole process, and so there's a lot of commission
right, like
energy.
Like the budget, you know, sure, that's a general, you know, you can come up with general things, but we didn't know there would be a special session. A year ago, we didn't know NIST would be such a big, huge problem because we'd been talking to them from the beginning about having it in the RFP. So one of the things that really has made it difficult for me to clearly articulate the goals is that, you know, how do you make these, a general goal also allow for and include the specific aberrations that are hugely time-consuming. I don't know if that, if I said it in a way that makes sense, but, you know, budget is managing the budget. Well, that's a nice general thing, but the real specifics of knowing what needs to be said to the Appropriations Committee when a special session comes up, you know. Anyway, the morphing of the general with the specific, more like the crises that come up.
And some things like the budget is forever. I mean, the
right,
budget will
exactly.
There'll be a battle and a fight. I mean, it is in every major organization, and they're every year, you know, spend less, do more. But like, you know, like to cite some things that I would say, you know, were goals in past years, you know, the get the employees reassessed, that EQ process
right.
that went on, and that was something bigger than just the day-to-day budget kabuki dance that happens all the time and always.
Right.
And so I think that's more what I'm thinking of is, you know, managing the budget. I mean, sure, you know, so we could operate the commission if the state totally eliminated funding. Well, boy, that'd be nice, but that isn't going to happen. We're basically going to be. But, you know, I mean, just to throw out, you know, developing outside funding sources or you know, procure more grants and you know, in specific ways or, you know, I don't know. I'm just throwing off the top of my head. But, you know, some those would be what I would think would be the types of goals that that I think are more beneficial for you to spend any time pondering than just how we're going to manage the budget because that's a constant struggle. I mean, one way I suppose you do a goal is to you could come up with some creative way to get people down you know the in the lower levels of the commission to you can get some system in place where they can think of budgetary cut ways. I mean,
we've
have
done
a,
that, yeah.
And so that. But anyway, those are some of the ideas that I have on the types of goals I think that are worth you spending time on to put down on paper. If you have, you know, a couple big ideas every year, obviously make the commission run better, get more people,
right.
more cases closed, all that. Yeah, but you know, if you have a specific idea as to a new system to do that, then that would be something to put down. But you know, a couple big ideas with some. You know, some thought as to how those big ideas could be, and they don't even have to be super big ideas, but just some ideas and with some thoughts as to how they could be implemented, and that, to me, would be the kinds of things that would be worth spending and putting down on paper.
I think, to me, the purpose of all of that is certainly not to... to give somebody something else to do. None of us needs that. I think the purpose of that kind of thing is so that the crises, the unexpected, the things that are going to happen don't become the whole of what is, because they can't. They can take over, they can become so all-encompassing that whatever direction an entity might want to go in gets just kind of deluged and tidal waved into either non-existence or just broken into bits, because although there may be fires being put out and things like that, the overall direction of the entity isn't known or doesn't have itself happening. And I think that's what our purpose is in wanting to deal with that kind of thing. And you know, certainly there are crises and budget cuts and things like that, but when we set our minds to doing a thing, to having a goal, you know, and the NIST thing is certainly one example where everybody is coming together and pulling toward that. If that gets accomplished, that's a major thing. there is the orientation center video. That has been done. That didn't happen when everything else was just kind of, you know, rolling along in some kind of, you know, smooth way where everything was predictable and all of that. It happened in the midst of life as it was going on.
You know, can I comment, Barbara?
Sure.
You know, when I say dealing with crises, I really, what I should say is staying so on top of things to be responding quickly and forcefully with things that are, you know, the a year ago or whenever it was, we wouldn't have thought of do a video as a goal. That came from a presentation here, important questions that were asked and discussions about how could we find some pieces of this system that we could improve, and became, yes, this is an approach that would really work. The whole NIST thing, that was staying on top of it. And even the budget stuff, staying on top of all those things all the time. So I don't really mean just that it's being washed away without direction to each new crisis and fire. That's not the way things happen at all. And I hope that you aren't getting that impression.
No, I wasn't saying that. I was just saying that sometimes setting goals can prevent that from happening. And it's kind of too bad that doing the video and that kind of thing wasn't a goal. I mean, that's the kind of thing that we do need to be thinking about. And, you know, and I include us as a board and anybody who cares about, you know, what happens to blind folks in Nebraska. We need to be thinking not just in terms of what's going on right now, but what can be useful to us in the
100%,
future.
I agree. I every time I look back at the BLIND duties, believing it's respectable to be blind, listening and responding to concerns from staff and consumers, identifying priorities and seeing them through, negotiating creatively to hire quality staff and fund exemplary service delivery, and dreaming progressive steps toward true equality for the blind, at least the first four are very clearly measurable goals in my mind of what it is that needs to happen from the executive director's chair. The dreaming progressive steps is a little less measurable, but I really think that the crux of what this position has to be about is very well in that. The struggle is how to make it be measurable but turning those over so that they're the goal side is the goal is making sure that or having a system in which staff and consumers know that they're listened to and come with thoughts and comments and questions and critiques, you know, that kind of thing. But
here's like I would take, you know, the video, even though it wasn't thought of, but yet the concern was there's too many interruptions at the center.
Right.
That was something that was identified as a problem. And everybody's, you know, thought about it, how can we do it? And so, you know, to have a goal to, reduce the interruptions at the center, then, you know, the video flows out of that. But
right.
it started with there were too many interruptions at the center. And so, you know, that questionnaire that we're kind of in the process of coming up with, that'll give us a pulse of things, and you know, maybe we can even suggest some goals to have, but I don't think we get enough listening to the presentation and also getting contacted by, and I guess this is how it happens, you know, I was contacted by one of the people that left the center and was, you know, just outraged with this or that, but one of the things was interruptions at the center, and then it kind of flowed for, I guess that's what, then we had Fatosh come, but that came from the bottom, you know, up. I mean, people mentioned this as a problem, and then it kind of caught the attention, and then set a goal to, you know, to alleviate it, and one of the things that flowed from that was the video, and maybe there's other things that can be done to you know, in addition to that. But that's, you know, things like that. I mean, obviously, we're always trying to do the best we can every day, but that, you know, to identify maybe some specific things that have come up, some problems that have arisen, and let's you know, come up, have a goal to find a better way of doing it, would be the specific goal at hand right now. And there's certainly, you know, I can't come up with any right now off the top of my head other than some of the general things I've been saying, but there's certainly some things at the commission that, whether it be, you know, process, you know, if everybody's satisfied, the process of now is perfect. You know, one thing just to throw out an idea, something that I heard from another person was, you know, right now we hire a staff member, and they immediately, one of the first things they do is go through the center. Well, they really don't even find out exactly what their job is until they actually get through the center, and then they start kind of doing their job, and we kind of stick that first. Well, what if they go through the center and we don't like them, and they don't, then they find out what their job is, and we find out they don't do, they're not good at it, or they don't like it, and they leave. And you know, we've done this big investment of them going through the center. Is there a way to give them some job training first before we send them through the training? And again, this is, I'm just throwing this out because it was posed to me, and I kind of pondered it. Is there a way to give people more part of their job early on before they go to the center to get that training, so that we can find out if there's problems before we take that training step? Of because that's a big investment in someone that we're going to find out isn't going to work, or they find out they don't like even what their job's going to be after they start doing it. So anyway, you know, that's just something I throw out. And is there a better way of, in hiring people, of before sending them through the training, is there a better way to give them a taste of their job and find out if there's problems before we put them through the center? So I don't know. And it's, I think even though it's, we all do the best we can every day, I think we, at some point, we need to make some strategic, we need to assess things. And what can we do? Is there certain processes that we're not satisfied now, and let's set our minds to creating a better system for that specific thing, you know, for this year. But those are some ideas that I have as far as setting goals, and it's kind of thinking out of the box kind of thing, because we get so consumed with our day-to-day battles and day-to-day work that sometimes we can just react rather than have something in place, so we don't just don't have to react from problem to problem. We have some, a little more strategic thinking.
See, I think that day to day at all levels of the commission, and you kind of say up and down. I think of it more as from external through internal, but that the strategic thinking with our staff and with the consumers who are involved with us and with we at the management level is very, very much proactive, not reactive, strategic. You know, we are constantly looking at how we can improve our system. In fact, that's part of why everybody is so incredibly busy all the time. Field staff, center staff, management, there's nothing we do that is just get through your routine, do the day-to-day. We, whether it's the counselor with the individual or at the level of the, you know, top management, if you want to call it that, everything we do, we look at how can we make this work best to help that person achieve their goals and to make the system better and to get these employers to understand. It's hard to really translate that to you in a meeting or anything, but I swear to God, it's the way we do business.
Yeah, and I don't think that any of us is thinking otherwise. You know, when you were talking about that, and, you know, and I was thinking, you know, the day-to-day kinds of things, one of the things that that occurred to me that, you know, when you do get into the day-to-day with something presented as it is, and then you go in there and you work with it. I currently work with people learning how to use the computer. The computers, when I went into that situation, the towers are sitting on the floor beside the, or kind of under the tables. And part of the reason for that was that originally we had scanners on each of the desks. Well, we don't now. We have one, and then, you know, that thing is on the floor now, or has been, just because it was when I got there. And one of the people was really kind of struggling about getting the discs in and things like that. And it finally dawned on me. Now, this probably seems like it would be just a no-brainer, that it would be a lot easier if the computer was on top of the of the table. And the reason, I mean, one of the things that sort of pointed that out to me was that I had gone and observed a computer class somewhere else where there were computers on the tables, and all of the people who were working with them were older people. This isn't blind people, but, you know, it was another class. And I thought, you know, why have I not put that up on the table where it would be so much easier for the person to get to? And the biggest reason was that it just wasn't there before. It just hasn't been there. And so I know that I myself am a lot of times a product of doing something with what is there, with the way that it is there. And I have seen a lot of examples, you know, in the commission where that is not what is done. You know, even something as something like changing where the, when people come in there, changing that entryway thing. You know, that took a lot of effort and time and inconvenience for a lot of people, but it was worth doing because of the results of it. And so I do see that every, you know, all the time. I see examples of that happening. You know, working with staff on learning different things, not only about technology, but about other kinds of things, and just, and being willing to do stuff differently. I think that sometimes, though, when if we don't have goals, and you know, certainly one of my goals has been to make it as convenient and simple as possible for the people I work with to do what they're there to do. But I overlook that, not because, I hope anyway, because I'm extra stupid or just stuck in a rut or whatever, but I wasn't really tuned in, evidently, in a way that really caused me to do something about it, to that thing of having that thing on the floor as opposed to on the table. And I don't, you know, I hope I'm not getting too far afield from what we're talking about, but I think that having goals, having them, you know, knowing what we're wanting to do, regardless of what else happens in the world, may cause us sometimes to put ourselves in the frame of mind to be aware enough to do it. And if we're not, if we don't sit there and reflect about it or whatever once in a while, things won't occur to us that will otherwise. And I don't know. I don't know if that was useful in this discussion or not, but I know that I find myself sometimes having the obvious come up and hit me, whereas if maybe if I had sat down, which I also hate to do, and thought about, okay, what are the priorities here for the people I'm working with, one of them probably would have been not having somebody need to bend over and reach down to put things in there or to turn it off and on or whatever. The convenience of location for people would have been a, you know, maybe something I'd have thought of if I had done it.
Even, you know, just writing down, you know, priorities. I mean, it's basically the reason we came at this whole thing was because with just the system that we had in place, when we were sitting around doing your evaluation last year, Pearl, we just realized that we didn't have, this just wasn't a good format to evaluate you. We were just, I mean, having to, you know, go through the, you know, the BLIND and give a grade and kind of averaging people's, what people had submitted scores with what we knew, and the questions are a little bit, you know, not real specific in a lot of ways, and to try and do that was just, and then what are we ultimately ending up with when we do that? If you get a, you know, a 3.5 and, you know, for I mean, what is, you know, what does that mean? So that's why we embarked on a new approach first to solicit more information or some better stream of information from the commission people in general, and second of all, to, you know, then be able to have something specific to, you know, to evaluate you on. And so that's what we're, you know, and this is thing that'll, you know, if we do it right, will be the, you know, we'll set this in motion for, you know, from now on, and we won't have to, it's always hard to create the initial system, that's where we came from. And so what the best way or how, you know, I mean, obviously everybody tries as hard and everybody, you know, does the best they can and thinks strategically, and but yet we still, when we get up in the morning, we have some goals of what we're going to do that day, and those goals include some things and exclude other things. And so when you look ahead for a year, what are the most important things that you think need to be done or you want to do? Obviously, you have to deal with things that pop up in the meantime. But I think having a good, flexible system, you know, as those things do pop up, then the whole thing doesn't crash down. But this budgetary stuff is having a contingency plan, I guess, if we get some of these worst-case scenario budget cuts. You'd mentioned that obviously some people have been doing some deep thinking as far as, you know, what if we can't send counselors out? What if they got to telephone interviews? That's the contingencies no one likes to contemplate, but yet there's got to be thought of and written down someplace, because God help us, may have to pull those things out of the shelf someday. And actually, sometimes you find out that some of those things maybe weren't such a bad idea in a lot of cases. But you know, just contingency planning for some of these hard budgetary times. I mean, I think that's something that's even though it's painful. And sometimes you literally have to do. So when you go to the legislature, you know, if we get this 5% budget cut, that means we're going to have to, you know, these are our scenarios. We close down two of the field offices, or we deny services to this number of people, and, you know, what the different cost trade-offs are, so that they can totally understand that if they force this budget cut, then...
Of course. You know, and writing that whole budget modification narrative is exactly that.
Yeah. Yep.
That is, you know, I mean,
yep.
Anyway.
I wonder, is there anything else that we need to say on that particular subject?
Well, I think if Pearl just, you know, it's kind of, we're talking about, you know, to have at the next meeting, have something specific, but it kind of a work in progress, that if you, you know, have some things come to mind as the time, you know, to shoot us stuff, and we can, you know, I mean, that's, you read all the books of reinventing government and all those, you know, all those buzz books out there, you know, many of them have lots of good ideas. So those kinds of places are resources for us to look to see how are the successful organizations setting goals and thinking about things, and But anyway, I think if, you know, if Pearl, if you wanted to, you know, if you got some initial things down in writing and sent to us, then we could, you know, react, say this is exactly what we're looking for, or no, this.
Right, and that's what I committed to earlier, yeah. That I'll email you some drafts, and we can bounce them back and forth.
Okay, the next thing we already talked about, the commission board and staff meeting has been established to, you know, for the 18th and of February. The focus reports, you know, as I mentioned, we have two, so we need to, you know, continue to try to get those together so that we can move forward with that.
Now, I was thinking